Hilchos Yontif, Halacha Beis. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Halacha again. B'yontif asur in kol hamalachos, chutz oichel nefesh. On Yontif, all types of work are forbidden except that which is directly related to eating, you know, to ve'ein ben Yontif l'Shabbos, rak oichel nefesh b'lvad. And that's the only difference between the laws of Shabbos and Yontif when it comes to oichel nefesh. K'moy shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, ach asher ye'ochel l'chol nefesh, hu levado ye'osel lechem. Regarding that which pertains to people eating, that alone is you may do on Yontif. Al pi ha'maymar mi ho'i shechofetz chaim b'simen lamed gimel. This halacha is going to be based on Torah Lamed Gimel in the first half of Likut Imran. Ayin shom heitev kol ha'maymar. Study that chapter well, so you'll have a good introduction. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a brief synopsis. Paragraph Aleph. Vehine yesh shnei minei yomim. Rabbeinu Zal tells us there that in this world, in Olam Hazeh, there are two kinds of days. Yemei toiv v'yemei ra. Good days and bad days. These words are in the Torah. The Torah, HaKadosha, uses those words. Yemei toiv and yemei ra, referring to this world. Kamashikosov, Beyoim Toivo Heye Betoiv, Uvyoim Ro Re. It's a pasuk. So we see the Torah is telling us that there is such a concept here. Hainu, and when it says Ubeyoim Ro Re, and when there's a day that has Ra, Re, look. Hainu, Shetzorech Lehistakel Heitev Heitev Betoich Hayeme Ra, when a person sees what seems like Yeme Ra, he has to look very carefully, look through it, look through the covering. Va'oz yimtza sham gam kenes Hashem yizborach. And then he'll be able to find Hashem inside there. Ki maloi chol ho'oretz kevoidoi. Because the entire earth is full of the covet of Hashem. There's no place, there's no bad place where Hashem is not to be found. V'les asar ponumine. There is no place that's void of Hashem, chas v'shalom. V'afilu b'chol l'shoinois hagoyim, u'v'chol hamadregois hatachtoinois, yecholim limtzei l'kusiyos b'roshom. And even within the languages of the other goyim, we say that the 70 nations represent 70 different types of evil. And their languages are also evil. And yet, even within their languages, there is toiv. Rabbeinu Zal quotes the Gemara, where the Gemara speaks about the word, certain words in the Torah that come from the languages of the other nations. The word toitofois, voila toitofois benenecha. The Gemara says, tat in Kasfi means two, pat in Afriki means two. So the word toitofois comes from these two languages. So we see that even their languages have some droplets of toiv in them. Ki kulam mekablam chiyus mimeni yisbarach. Because all of them, all places, even the dark places, draw their chiyus from Hashem. Kama shekosuv, v'ato mechaya es kulam. You give life to all of them. It's just when it comes to the Sitra Achra, when it comes to places of Tumah, when it comes to the other nations, there Hashem limits his light extremely. You know, he keeps it just Kedei Chiyuni, just the minimum that they need to exist. He gives them the minimum light, the minimum spark of Kiddush in the sense that they need to be able to exist. V'hatzadik shekoyfe es yitzroi. Now Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that how does a tzaddik perform miracles? He explains there again, the world has good and bad in it. And each person, each human being has good and bad inside of him. He has the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. The person who is so strong and so powerful that inside himself he gets rid of the Ra completely. He defeats the Ra completely. This person, when he comes into contact with Ra or Toivora, the Ra bows down to him. The Ra is Nichna to him. Because he has been Machnia, the Ra, inside of him completely. Then any time he comes into contact with Ra, the Ra is subservient to him. Vatzadik shekoyfes yitzroi, Hu yochoy limtzei lekusis baruch afilu b'lashonis hagoyim. He also has the ability to find Hashem, to find spirituality, good, even within the goyim, even within the languages of the goyim. Va'ayin shom heitev. Look over there in Likutei Moran well, where Rabbein Ezal elaborates on this. Va'yideze zoyche lo'oyer ho'ahavo shebedas. And when the tzaddik is on that level, that he's been zoyche to get rid of his own ra completely, and thereby he's gotten to a level where he's able, even when he comes into contact with ra, with the languages of the goyim, the ra falls down, and he's able to make contact with the toiv that's there. That tzaddik is zoyche to one of the highest levels, which is called oyer ho'ahavo shebedas, the light of ahavo shebedas. Kiyesh shnei minei avos, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, there are two types of ahava, two levels of ahava. There's one which is called achas, which is called ahava shehi beyomim, a level of love that's on a lower level. It's still within certain constrictions. It still has limitations, boundaries. It's called ahava shebeyomim, the ahava that's found within days. A day is a tzimtzum. A day has boundaries, 24 hours. Each hour has 60 minutes. Each minute has 60 seconds. A day is tzimtzum. So there's ahava shebeyomim, and then v'yesh ahava shehu lemalo mehazman v'hamidois. There's a level of ahava that's beyond yomim. How many yomim are there? There are shiva yomim. Hashem created the world in 7 days. The 7 days correspond to the seven midois, chesed through malchus. So there's an ahava shebi yomim. There's the ahava within that group. And then there's the ahava in the upper group, in chochma bina vadas. There's the ahava of a much higher level. Hainu ahava shebedas, shehu ho'ava shehoyo ben Yisroel avim shebashamayim, be'eis shehoyu adayin bekoyach bedaitoi kaviyochel. This is the level of love that Hashem had for Klal Yisrael before he created them, when they were still in his mind, in his machshava kaviyochel. When Hashem had the first machshava of creating men and creating Klal Yisrael, the close kesher between that thought and Hashem Himself, that's called this Oyer Ho'ava Shebedas. She'ief shelonu lahasig Oyer Ho'ava Shebedas, where for ordinary people it's impossible for us to understand, you know, that level, that Oyer of Ava Shebedas. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Moran. V'chol Odom yochoy litoim Oyer Ho'ava Zois. Each and every single Jew has the ability to taste this Oyer Ho'ava Shebedas. Aval achshav, afilu achshav, even now, bizman ubemidois. Even now that we find ourselves in this physical world, Rabbeinu Zal says there, it's possible for a Jew to taste that oyer ho'avo shebedas. How? Kishemekasher liboi ledaitoi. A Jew who's able to connect and bind together his heart, which is the place of toivora, which is the place of the midois, the chesed, gvura, teferes, that's all in the heart. In the heart, there's a right side, which is chesed, there's a left, which is gvura. There's a right, which is netzach, there's a left, which is hoyim. With a Jew who's able to be mekasher, his lev, to his das, to his moyach, then he has the ability, even within this world, to taste that oyer ho'avo shebedas, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in that chapter in Likutei Moran.